recording.
Just don't talk about how long you graduated from high school.
Ask her where she goes to church. Thank y'all.
First thing on our agenda here is to consider 1-year extension on mid-management administrators. Do we have a motion?
Can we do all three together?
We sure can. Trent just can't vote. It's been moved by Si.
We need Trent to vote on the other two?
No. Second by Clint. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed?
Nay.
Motion, no, you can't vote. You can't vote.
Well, that's fine with that.
He was just, you know, CYA.
That was recorded. Okay, let's move on. Next item, consideration of designated non-business school days.
You guys may recall one of the more recent changes through our legislature had to do with public information requests and designating non-business days in relation to you have 10 days to respond to a public information request. So before it was always a given that during, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, those are non-business days. Now we have to designate. So I have in here for this coming year that we designate November 26th and 27th, which is during Thanksgiving, and then during the Christmas break, December 21st, 22nd, 23rd, and then the 28th, the 29th, and 30th, and January 4th, all as non-business days for the 26th calendar for the purpose of public information request.
I move that we approve those non-business days.
It's been motion by Tammy. Is there a second? Jason, all those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries. Okay, the resolution to related to Senate Bill 11.
Okay, Senate Bill 11, provided school districts the opportunity to add a period for adult-led, teacher-led Bible study, scripture reading, prayer. And right now as it stands, any student group, if they so desired, because it has to happen outside your regular school day, they can have a club. We encourage it. If you wanted to have a group that came up here and they had a Bible study and they prayed, read scriptures, there's no problem with that. We give you a classroom. The difference being that if you adopt this, you could have a coach, a teacher, school employee lead it. If they choose to do it, they have to have a very specialized permission slip for that to be signed and sent home. But that could be for any group. My recommendation on it would be not to do it because I think it opens the doors to things that could be potentially problematic for the school because you open it for one, you open it for all. And we already have in place the opportunity if students want to have a time of you know, a club to pray.
Well, you did a couple years ago. Didn't you have some girls coming in at lunch and doing a Bible study?
We did. And we also have had years past. We've had it before school. And kids are welcome to do that. It's just the key point being it's student-led instead of staff-led.
Well, and then you don't have the permission slip, the monitoring in the hallway to make sure nobody's listening that doesn't have the permission slip signed, level of administrative duties tied to it. That's going to take away from other administrative duties.
I am, of course, we like it. We're, you know, most of us are believers, but I just think this would cause, you know, more issues than it would help if we were to designate it. So.
So do we have to vote?
Yes, you have to vote.
For or not?
For or against it. Either for it or against it.
And you're wanting to stay away from it.
I would recommend.
And I understand that. Yes. That's your stance.
Well, and yes. So far, every school district we've watched has stayed away from it.
They've declined it, yes.
Well, and we're small enough. We have churches.
Yeah.
And lots of church groups States and things that support. They can do that. Why would we take away from that?
Yeah, I don't think that we, you know, we should or we would, so.
So we do have to vote. We can't just lay it on the table and roll on.
No, they're requiring you to vote. This happened back in the fall, and this is something new because school districts were not adopting. The state wanted kind of a roll call vote of who's going to do it and who's not. And I don't like it because I feel like it's a political issue. I mean, it's not, I mean, most of us as Christians, we'd welcome being able to start the day on the PA system with a prayer, and that's when read scripture. And that's what I think most of us thought when this came out, that would be it, but it's not. It's designating a time before or after school, non-instructional time, and then it's allowing an adult to lead, you know, that time. And we have all that in place right now, except we wouldn't have a coach, a teacher, or a school employee leading it. Any kid could do that. So
if I was to make the motion, can I vote against it?
Yes, make a motion to not adopt the resolution.
That's how I want to say it.
It's been moved by Cy to decline him to second. Adopt the resolution. So Jason seconded it.
To not allow.
Not.
Deferred, yeah.
Not being. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Okay, on to pest management.
Okay, so this one, there's not always, you know, action items on the agenda that make me as happy as this one does, but this one definitely brings some joy to my heart. I appreciate James. He's taken on so many different roles and responsibilities. As we kind of laugh and joke that I am by default the de facto chief of police, which is a joke, which we all acknowledge. I've also been the IPM coordinator. Now, I've had to do more testing and training in that, but it's not optimal to have the superintendent, you know, serve in that role. James has gone, taken the classes, he's passed them, so he can serve in the capacity and do a much, much better job than myself as the IPM coordinator for a district. So I'd like to entertain the motion for you guys to consider making him the IPM coordinator, and I'm happy to relinquish that duty to him. He does. What he's still working on, Clint.
Somebody else to do.
No. That is for the TCEQ water collection, water sampling. So he's working on that. He does not have that completed yet. He's close. But yes, and we'll have to continue to outsource that till he does get that licensure. But
you're not outsourcing the pest, the spraying, and
he's
the,
been the one.
Not the spraying and the.
All he's
the
been hiring it done, but you're the actual.
Yeah, we have hired it done before. James has been doing it under the license I had. Now he has his own license. We continue for some things. We could use there's a subcontractor that we had used, you know, to come out and do some of the spraying, because you have to make sure under those MDHS labels, there are things you have to, there are posting requirements. There's wind speed for drift that you have to be aware of. There are things that you can't apply to the teacher, student desk, and all of those things. So we've had a person come in to do that. James has just been able to come in and do that because he's been able to pass the test. And so.
But that's what I'm saying. He's legal to be able to spray it.
Oh, yeah, yes, sir. He can do that. But he's still working on, which you may not have been asking that. At some point, he'll be able to take the water samples for TCEQ, both the potable and the wastewater. But he's just not there yet. He's still working on that license.
But he's going to take over all the IPM stuff.
He's got all the IPM.
I'm paying that other person to come do this. Pest management, we're just going to pay James the extra money to come.
We will. I'm not saying that we would never have them come back out, because we've had them come out and spray, especially for those elm trees. I don't foresee it. So the need to have them do things like that on a regular basis, we will not. We probably won't use them at all, but there might be a case where we need them to do something to the baseball field, which they've done that, or something else if he can't get to it. So
I guess what I'm asking is, are you going to pay him extra to be doing the spraying?
No.
Just going to give him a title?
No, it's just a title.
Just more responsibility for less money.
Yes.
No, same money. Same money.
Well, not really. You stick more shit on it and you still got less money coming in.
He did get a substantial raise. At the beginning of the year,
he did, and guys, I'm all for that because it saves us. He saved us a lot of money, and we can also look again. And I'm way for that, because he has saved us in maintenance repairs, and I mean,
and he's the type to, he'll let you know when he needs some more money too, doesn't he?
Well,
I mean, he's mentioned it to me a couple times. I mean, before you gave him a...
Yes, yeah. And we want to take care of him because he's saving the district money. He's doing a great job.
Any work he doesn't take care of your people, we don't have to send them?
Right.
Yeah.
Outsourcing it.
Well, Jason just made a really good point. We every year at the during the summer, we'd always truck those buses over to Lubbock and have them gone through, which we have to. I mean, and that would be $20,000, $25,000, $30,000 and up on what we would spend. Since James has been here, we've done that in house. I mean, so I mean, I am all for giving him more because he's more than earned it. So. Yeah, now he won't be the contracted part. It'll be something I make sure that y'all are aware of and good. The last time I just made y'all aware, and y'all kind of, you know, everybody was okay with me increasing his salary. So probably something similar to that. So.
Hey, Trent, your motion still good? Trent moves to make James the second by Clint. All those in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, Yever. Pest management policy and guidelines.
Okay, so I printed that off, and for time's sake, I'd also had some summary notes. Unless y'all have some specific questions about what this policy entails or any concerns, I'm happy to answer them. And again, like I said, I have a summary page of notes I was going to go over. For time's sake, I probably won't. If you have questions, I don't want to gloss over it, and y'all have some things that y'all want covered. I'm happy to do that. But we do have to adopt an IPM policy and guidelines, and I'll answer any questions, and I'm happy to go over my summary if y'all would like. But for time's sake, I probably won't unless you want me to.
Do you have some you can pass around? Do you have enough you can pass around?
No, I just have my notes. Okay. I'm sorry, I can make copies of it. No, this isn't TA. This is, you can, I believe James probably looked at in other school districts, which they're very similar in what they, you know, what they ask you and what they want you to do. So.
Well, he didn't want to lose his license, so he's going
to. Yeah.
I'll move to adopt the IPM policy and guidelines.
Motion by Cy, second by Trent. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Texas Senate Bill 2.
As we've talked about, and I'm going to keep this very short and succinct, we've had more policy changes related to new laws that we had this last legislative session. So one of the things they put out, which I understand the idea behind it, but in practicality, the problem that it causes, they want schools to stop hiring teachers that are not fully certified. Well, that's all fine, but the problem is there's simply not enough applicants out there to do that. So they put into law that beginning next year that that teacher applicants need to be fully certified. Senate Bill 2 offers school districts the option to delay these new changes in the law, which would allow us to keep status quo. So meaning that, you know, if Clint was interested in teaching for us, he had a bachelor's degree but wasn't certified, we could still hire him in that capacity, and he would have to go forward and get his, you know, certification. What this doesn't change, if you do not have it, I think we told y'all in here, the teacher raises are tied to being fully certified. It can't change that. So if you don't have your certification, you will not get the raise that they gave last year, but it would allow us to hire you in that role. So what this does, if y'all choose to adopt it, is it just lets us keep the same rules that have always been in place. So in areas of shortage, we can still hire teachers if they're not certified.
This doesn't affect any of what we already have in place. Like, you know, he's got to get his certification by the end of the year. This doesn't exceed none of that. This is just us allowing it.
Yeah, this allows us to continue with doing the same thing we have been in all other school districts, because we continue. There's not just, you know, in our area, our state, nationally, just like in law enforcement. People are not going into education. So it's, you have a crisis of shortage, and this just made it, if you had to do this, I don't know what you'd do. You would have to consolidate classes or it really put you in a tight spot. By adopting this, it just allows us to keep proceeding like we've previously proceeded. That if you have a plan, you're in a program to get your certification, we can still hire you and bring you on in the capacity of a teacher.
Motion by Jason. Do we have a second? Second by Tammy. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Okay, consider a bid on delinquent property. This says an address, but I think that's where the people live that want the property, because the address says address of property is no answer. That's the bidder information, the 1037 Northeast First Street. Address of property is no answer. It just has a property ID number, your guess is as good as mine, which property it is.
That's exactly right. I mean, the appraised value is $3,600. The bid amount's $1,500, so we're not talking about a substantial piece of property.
And I signed it, but I haven't checked, approved, or rejected. I got to sign it in. So I did that, so I wouldn't forget, but I haven't X'd.
So where is
that? That 1037 is where the bidder lives. The property ID is just some number from the appraisal district.
That's what's his name? Frank V. Hick buying lots out there in Hyatt Park.
It's just an empty lot in Hyatt Park?
It's on the corner out there, like where the dirt's piled or something.
Okay.
Is what the city explained it. And the city already done it.
City's already approved it, yes.
That's what it is. Yeah. It's the guy that lives in Kyle's house. Mm-hmm. Well, the guy that lives in his house used to be good.
Okay.
Motion approved.
You don't want to buy it?
It's been approved. A motion second. By Clint, second by Sarah. All those in favor?
Aye. Move to adjourn.
Opposed. Is there a second to adjourn?
Come on now.
Second by Trent. All those in favor?
Aye.